Now, I don't think I'm going to be saying anything particularly surprising when I mention that, you know, obviously going through cancer treatment is an ordeal on many, many levels. Just last week, we were talking about the financial impact that young Australians experience when undergoing treatment, and it's an impact that can continue to affect them in many cases for the rest of their lives. And that's just one aspect. There's social isolation that can tie into a sense of helplessness. And for people who are used to a lot of personal autonomy, it can be difficult to ask for help and even difficult to accept it when it's offered. That's why Rachel Lonergan created the Can Do app. It's designed to help people undergoing cancer treatment and their family and friends find a framework for the support and the help that they so often need. Rachel, a very good morning to you.
Hi, Nick.
Now, I know that this Can Do app came about because of a very personal story for you. How did you come up with it?
So end of 2008, I was diagnosed with a particularly aggressive form of breast cancer. And at the same time, my sister was undergoing treatment for a very rare cancer called synovial sarcoma. So it was an interesting sort of contrast of situations, because she was a mum, she had kids at school, I was kind of younger and single and living by myself and, you know, living that kind of lifestyle. And the difference in the ways we were able to access support was quite dramatic. What I noticed was that mums are very good at organising and kind of making things happen. And so in my sister's case, she had people kind of rallying around her and, you know, sorting out the kids' things and dropping off meals and all that kind of stuff. And in my case, because my relationships with my friends were kind of based on, you know, cocktails on Friday night, it's a very different dynamic. And so to go from that to, look, I can't change my own bed sheets, can you help me, is quite a leap. And I felt like it was just kind of a very awkward situation to be in for everybody. And I felt like if there was a way to kind of remove that awkwardness from that conversation, because we tend to default to that polite refusals, do you need any help? And the natural response is to say, fine.
Yeah.
And then of course, in my case, I'd be sitting in my house thinking, well, I can't change my sheets. I can't take myself to the shops. I can't, I had a little garden, you know, I can't do that, you know. But people were offering to help me and I was just saying, oh, no, I'm totally fine, which was, you know, a big fat lie. So, yeah. So I thought there's got to be a way to kind of break through that and make people more aware that, you know, asking for help is okay. The people on the other side of the equation who want to offer the help, they want to offer meaningful help. So they would really rather that you kind of, you know, tell them what you want. So Can Do tries to be the tool that helps achieve those things.
So it sort of bridges, as I understand it, someone who's undergoing treatment can sort of put up the things that they need help with, and then the people on that network can say, well, I can definitely grab that one.
Yeah, so there's a task scheduler inside the app. The idea is that you invite your friends to participate in the app, and it may be that the app is either being managed by the person going through treatment for whatever illness, or it could be a friend of theirs. You know, we all have that friend in the group who kind of likes to organise things and, you know, sort out the dinner invitations and things like that. So you can ask that person to do it for you. We have an admin function inside. So you can put tasks in the app that need doing. And it can range from anything from, you know, domestic stuff to, help me with my financial paperwork. So to your point earlier, Nick, the financial ramifications of having cancer are really complex, and it's not something many people understand. And, you know, I know for me, I would come home from chemo and then have to spend an hour on the phone talking to the insurance company. And, you know, that's not ideal. Or it could be that you help them organise a handyman, or it could be that you just, it's about, you know, keeping me company and planning around your needs for that in a way that is kind of much more directed and, everybody kind of knows where they stand and no one's walking on eggshells around you trying to figure out what you need.
Well, I imagine it also provides a nicer environment of someone understanding exactly where their support is coming from. I mean, you know, that social isolation that you were talking about before, this kind of, I guess in a very concrete way, says here are the people that care and here are the people that are here with you.
Yeah, and certainly for me, when I was having treatment, and I had particularly bad reactions to treatment. And you do kind of go through that whole, you don't want to be a burden to people, you know, but at the same time, you know, I was in my 30s and I was single, and all of a sudden I'm cut off from my normal sort of social activities. And you know, you still want to kind of, I guess, be the person you were before you went into this surreal part of your life. And so, you know, the app is very much about keeping people connected. And you know, most people find going through treatment for something like that, that sometimes the most unexpected people step up to the plate. And sometimes, you know, you lose friends along the way because they, you know, they can't deal with the intensity of it all. Mm. But what the app tries to do is kind of put everything on a kind of a very pragmatic level playing field. So, you know, there's lots of cancer apps out there and, you know, thought of the day and inspirational quote of the day and things like that. For myself, I didn't find those particularly helpful. you know, you can do it. And you're thinking to yourself, well, what if I can't, you know? And so the app doesn't do any of those things, but it does kind of just say, look, what do you need doing? Who's the best person to provide that help? And it's almost like, if you think of it, it's almost like an Airtasker in a way. So you can put things that you need out into the app, and then people can sort of self-select if they're able to help you with those things or not. Or you can direct them to a particular person so that they get scheduled. Everything goes into either your iOS calendar or other calendar so that it sort of sets itself up as a regular appointment or whatever else needs to happen. We also use the app. There's an updates area inside the app, so you can let that kind of closer circle of friends know kind of what's going on in a way that you might not necessarily do on Facebook, for example. So, you know, Facebook is very much like a curated life. You know, everything's amazing, you know. And this might be an opportunity for you to say something like, you know, well, actually, I've had chemo today, or I've had radiotherapy or whatever it is, and I can't talk today. I can't have visitors, but I'd really like visitors on Tuesday or something like that. So people aren't kind of wondering, you know, how they can best support you and, you know, keep you involved in the social circles.
I imagine there's a liberation too to not having to put your best face on all the time, but actually having that group to say, here's how I honestly feel right now. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and we deliberately make that part of it inside the app. We put quite a bit of time thinking about it. And we're really interested actually in user feedback about what they want for the future of the app, because we do have future plans. But, you know, one of the important things there was, for example, we don't allow people to share to social channels, which is kind of counter to every, you know, kind of normal kind of app sort of technology that's out there at the moment. But we really want people to know that this is kind of like your space. And if you don't want people to share this information online, you know, we're kind of actively discouraging them from doing that in a way, because we want people to feel like it's a secure space to be honest about where they're at, as honest as they can be. Because you do, it's funny, when you're sick, you spend a lot of time making other people feel better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I know when I was told I had cancer by my GP, she broke down into tears, and I was sitting in her office holding her hand saying, no, it'll be fine. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, like, you know, who's the person that just got the bad news? But so it's a very delicate kind of period where you have to manage those things.
Rachel, how do people access the app? How do people sort of sign up for CanDo and get started on it?
So the apps are available in both the iOS store and in Play. They're free to use, free to download and free to use. My founding sponsor on the app is the Garvan Institute of Medical Research. So they've very kindly helped me ensure that the app is free for everybody who needs to use it. So it's available now. If you go to the stores and you search for CanDo app, and you'll find it there. And also go to candoapp.com.au, and there's links on that website as well.
Well, we'll make sure there's links up on 2SER.com to all of that. Rachel, I mean, obviously it's a beautiful thing you've created. I'm sorry it had to come out of your own experiences, but, you know, you've done something quite remarkable. So thank you for talking this morning.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Rachel Lonergan there. She is the, well, founder and creator of the Can Do app, connecting cancer patients, people undergoing cancer treatment, with the support networks that they need of friends and family.